Let's go, 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 White Sox. Chicago's proud of you.
Yes, that's what we like to hear. Finally, some news about the other Chicago baseball team. It's not winning World Series and capturing America's heart. The Chicago White Sox made some big moves today to actually trade Adam Eaton, and yesterday trade Chris Sale, their all-star world beater, if you will, starting pitcher. And what they get in return? They got a ton of prospects, some of the best prospects in baseball. Will they pan out? We're not sure. Are the White Sox done? We're not sure. Will they be better? We're not sure. Sam Panionovich may have some of the answers. WGN Radio Sports. Sam, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, what happened? I just woke up from a two-day slumber. Did I miss anything?
You missed nothing. Let me ask first about Chris Sale. I mean, there was so much made in the last month just about general managers getting together and will the White Sox sell, and it started to heat up and heat up. There were a lot of suitors, it seemed, but why did the White Sox land on trading Chris Sale to the Red Sox?
Well, because they got the top prospect in Major League Baseball. I mean, they got Yoan Moncada from the Boston Red Sox, who many feel is going to be a surefire MVP candidate for the next 10 years or so. And the package that they got, I mean, they got the top player, the top prospect in baseball, rather, and they got Michael Kopech, who throws 100 miles an hour. He was their top pitching prospect. They got four players for Chris Sale, and you and I talked about this in August after he had cut up all those jerseys and went haywire. That was like the second incident he had of the season. And I told you point blank, I said, he's gone at the end of the season because they were tired of his antics. No matter how good you are, how strong you throw, what you do on the mound, if you're not on board with the organization, that's a red flag. And Rick Hahn had finally had enough. They had dealt with a lot of the crybaby stuff he had put up with, and it was time to move on. I think both sides agreed with that. I think Washington, didn't have enough. They didn't want to unload a couple of their other guys. So Boston was desperate. They wanted a frontline starter, and it was a match made in heaven. Boston's happy. Chicago's happy. And unfortunately, a lot of Sox fans are going to be upset because this is probably the most dominant starter they've had in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
But look at what you got back.
Yeah, you got great stuff.
There's a plan here. There's a plan, Justin. There's a plan. And they haven't had a plan on the South Side for 10 years.
You know, I think that a lot of White Sox fans, even they were happy with obviously having a dominant pitcher on the South Side, but it was pretty evident from a fan standpoint that he didn't want to be there. That, you know, the antics of cutting up jerseys or speaking out against management before the season even began over a 14-year-old kid. You know, this wasn't the first time he had spoken out against management. He sort of had a love-hate relationship with this White Sox organization. And speaking as a fan, you kind of got sick of it.
You did, but that's not to take away from the competitor that Chris Sale was. Look, he wanted to win. He made that very clear, and he signed a very team-friendly contract in 2013 to keep him here for a long time. That was never the concern. It was just the frustration that started to bubble over. And you know full well that Chris Sale wanted to win more than anybody in that clubhouse. And when you look at the last couple of seasons, 78 wins, 76 wins, 73 wins, 63 wins. And then the best season he was a part of was in 2012. They won 85 games, and they collapsed on the stretch.
Yeah.
He never pitched in the playoffs. He's never pitched in the postseason in his career, and that's something that he just craved. And I think he knew that that was not going to happen here. So I'm not going to say he forced his way out, but he certainly didn't help his own case.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about obviously the number one prospect in baseball, Yoan Moncada. Is he baseball ready? Is he pro level ready? I mean, we're going to see the infielder on opening day.
No, I would doubt that he starts on opening day because I don't think they want to place that sort of pressure on him. You know, he's only 21 years old. The Red Sox brought him up last August. It wasn't all that great, but this happens. I mean, the Padres called up Anthony Rizzo in his first season, and he was awful, and they sent him down and eventually traded him to the Cubs. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think this is a guy that is going to come up and play second base maybe around June or July because it's easier to ease a player in that way. When you put the pressure of number one prospect in baseball, the last thing you want to do is throw him out there opening day. Remember, he's Cuban too. So to play here in 40-degree weather in April, not exactly advantageous. You keep him in Arizona or you bring him to North Carolina, wherever you have to play him. You play him in a warm weather place And then when the sun starts coming out, we get 70, 80-degree weather, you bring them up, and the team is not going to be good. I mean, we all know that. The team is going to be pretty much like a 60 or 70-win team, so there's not going to be much expectations, no pressure. They will ease him in, but I would be shocked if they don't bring him up by the trade deadline.
Okay, about Kopech, too, the hard-throwing pitcher who at one point was up to 105 miles per hour. Is he close to pro ready, or is this another guy we're going to see in single, double A until later in the season, if not at all this season?
Oh, I love how you're doing this. You're like, I want them now. I need them now. I need them in 2017. No, Kopech's even younger. In fact, you know, last season he spent most of his time in high A ball in Salem with the Red Sox. He was 4-1. He had a 2.25 ERA, 82 strikeouts, not a lot of walks. But this is a guy that was drafted out of high school, so he's a big Texan. He throws hard. You mentioned 105. He averages around 98. He's not going to come out and throw 105 every pitch,
right,
because his arm would fall off.
He's a starter.
But he's a starting pitcher. And when you look at the rotation, you look at Carlos Rodon, you look at Kopech, you look at a guy like Alec Hansen, who they just brought in last season, you look at Giolito, who they got from the Nationals for Adam Eaton.
That's next.
You have a lot of serious arms in this organization now. Now, whether they're pro-ready or not next year, the plan is for this team to win in 2018 or 19. This is a rebuild here. This is an absolute rebuild, and they are not going to contend next year. You have to remember that going forward. This is not a patch. This is not a Band-Aid.
I don't have a problem with that. I want to see this team gel as quick as possible, but I actually love the philosophy here, Rick Hahn and the White Sox, because, you know, the AL Central has had a representative for the American League in the World Series the last 3 years. The Indians, Tigers, and Royals still have, you know, are on top of their game. Maybe the Royals are on their way down, but all three of them look to compete. The idea that in 2 or 3 years, those teams will be facing the idea of having to rebuild themselves while the White Sox are on the upswing, it actually makes a lot of sense.
And I'll tell you what, I thought about this earlier today when they actually sent Eaton to Washington and got those players back. I thought to myself, if the Cubs don't win the World Series, does this happen? And it's an interesting thing to think about, because when the Cubs bottomed out, you know, they lost 100 games in 2012. I think they lost 101. And they preached patience. And they preached that we will build this up over time. That worked out. And now for Rick Hahn, who is undoubtedly pulling all the control on the south side. These are not Kenny Williams moves. You know, Kenny Williams would have traded for a 30-year-old left-handed hitter, or he would have signed Bartolo Colon,
who's
43 years old. He would have tried to do
that's
the short
how
fix.
They've done it in the last 10 years, right?
This is something that's going to buy him time, because when you point to the north side of Chicago and you say, look, it worked for them. They are World Series champs because they bottomed out, they drafted the right players, they made shrewd trades, and they're the best team in baseball right now. So this is going to buy Rick Hahn a lot of time, and that's exactly what this is. This is something that's going to take time, but it's so refreshing to have direction in sports. The worst thing in professional sports is not to have a plan. You know, it's you would rather be the worst team in the league than be the 20th best team in the league, because you get better over time, because you get higher picks, and then you're able to build young players and build up your organization. And that's something they haven't had for a long time.
Let me ask you about the trade today. Adam Eaton, who's a center fielder, started for the White Sox, had a serviceable year on a losing squad, but he goes to Washington. Surprising to me that the White Sox were able to pull a guy like Lucas Giolito, was really yesterday before the Chris Sale trade was at the centerpiece of a Chris Sale trade. I mean, and he was considered to be one of the after Moncada went, he was next, right? I feel like the White Sox got some serious value from a pitcher who got some looks last year, so he's not that far off from contributing to this roster.
Yeah, in the span of about 35 hours, they got the number one position prospect and the number one pitching prospect. If that isn't a Grand Slam home run, nothing is. Now, Giolito's interesting because he's a guy who could probably come in early next year. I wonder when they're actually going to start him. But that was their top prospect. So you have the top prospect from Boston, the top prospect from Washington, and right now in baseball, the White Sox have the following number prospects: 1, 3, 30, and 38, and none of those guys were a part of this on Sunday.
Wow. And none of you don't think we'll see Giolito this year?
You could smell No, I think Giolito, he started a lot for Washington last year, so I think you could probably bring him up as well, but I am so far-fetched. I am not thinking about 2017. I'm picturing them losing so many games.
No.
That'll build character.
I think they're going to one up the Cubs, and they'll all start at the age of 20, 21, and it'll be the youngest team ever to win a World Series.
Well, you had the Bulls going 82-0,
yeah, I did,
so
yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let me ask you this. In lieu of losing Adam Eaton, who plays the outfield for the White Sox? I was trying to think.
Who cares? They've got Avi Garcia on a one-year tender. I think it's a one-year contract.
He plays right.
$3 million. He might play right field. You've got the Nutria product, local kid. I think he's from Winnetka, Charlie Tilson, who they traded for last year.
He blew out his hammy, like on the first game
he'll be
he came
back.
Up.
He'll be in full strength this season. So, it's going to take time, and they're going to maybe sign some guys to one-year contracts just to sort of bridge the gap. And they might even make some more trades. I mean, let's not forget, you still have Jose Quintana, who you can trade and get four other players. You've got David Robertson, who's a closer. Everybody needs a closer. You could trade him closer to opening day. You could trade him at the deadline. And then you've got Todd Frazier, who hit 40 home runs last year at third base. I would be shocked if he played all next season with Chicago. So you look at all the players they got, and then you look at the players that they still have on this roster that other teams do want, maybe even Jose Abreu. Everybody's got to go. You've already committed to this. You don't trade Sale and then trade Eaton and then go, oh, okay, we're all right. No, you do this with 2 feet in, and they're going to keep dealing. They're going to deal through the offseason, and they're going to deal through next season. Remember, they're not going to win next year, so they're going to have even more guys that are going to be up for grabs.
That's an interesting thought. So you could see players like Frazier, even Melky Cabrera or Jose Quintana start with the Sox on opening day, but find themselves in different uniforms by the trading deadline because of their play that year.
Right, and then when you get to the trade deadline, because of the extra wild card team now, you need a starting pitcher. Hey, you need a third baseman. You need a closer. This is your one piece to win you a championship. And then, boom, you get a guy who's desperate. You get a GM who is, trying to make the postseason. They're going to unload young players. That's the way it goes.
Look at what the Yankees got from the Cubs for Aldis Chapman, right?
They got four guys. Yeah. And then they just signed Chapman like 20 minutes ago. Yeah, he's going back to New York.
So that was a great deal for them. Well, I'm excited. I hope that it's sooner than later, but I understand that we have to wait a year. But it's exciting that the White Sox are restocking and went from, like you said, having nobody in the prospect list to four guys in the top 40. That's a major plus. Will we see the kid from Vanderbilt this year? He came up in the middle relief a little bit, Fulmer. He came in. Does he slot into the starting rotation?
Yeah, they might keep him in the bullpen, actually, and that's what Don Cooper talked about last year, the pitching coach. He could start. He could throw out of the bullpen. He could do a number of things, but I think for sure he's up next year. You've got a couple other arms in the minors, and then you've got some guys like Zach Birdie, their first-round pick last year out of Louisville, throws 101. You've got Zach Collins, a catcher from Miami.
Yeah.
I love the way they've been drafted in the last couple of years. I have one question for you. Maybe you can answer this. Did they lock Kenny Williams in a closet all week?
He's trying so hard. Yeah, maybe he's gelling with his new role of just what is he, president or something, playing golf? Yeah, he'll be in charge of the 1 year tenders, right? They're like, Kenny, you can pick any journeyman you want. You can pick him, and that's what he gets. So that's
Well, I'll send him a Christmas card because I'm happy he stayed out of the way.
Sam Fenianovich, WGN Radio Sports, talking about the White Sox big haul in the last couple of days of the winter meetings. And there could be more. Sam, thanks for joining us, man.
Take care.